This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, how are you? Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Live today from the studios of the Mothership. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains 550 K-Fire. I feel like Santa Claus today for a number of reasons. I'll tell you why in a moment. But we welcome you to the program. We want you to know that if you cannot join us here today, 3500 East Rosser for free mugs and coffee. And that coffee's unbelievable. It's got a little punch to it.
It's Mighty Mo, Mighty Missouri River.
Yeah, very good. Very good coffee and a lot of good fellowship.
Lots we're going to rename this the My Pillow Studios here in a minute.
There you go.
Going in.
Governor Burgum just arrived, and he's going to join us in a few minutes. Lieutenant Governor Sanford, Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, Julie Liffrig, Public Service Commission member, and who knows, maybe others stopping by to say hi. We can't have an open mic policy today. We have the Governor, Lieutenant Governor, and Kelly Armstrong will join us at the beginning of next hour. And, you know, we're going to talk about that hearing that he had to sit through yesterday. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi today has said, I know this will surprise you, breaking news. We're still going to try and impeach the president, even though it is painfully obvious to everyone with a third grade and above education, they decided they're going to proceed. I don't care. I consider this venomous, vile, and I didn't yesterday. I thought it was politics. I just thought it's how they played the game. This is venom. This is vicious. And all you need to know about why I consider that is the comment of one of the supposed experts.
You didn't do the finger quotes when you...
And this woman, I don't even need to tell your name, doesn't matter because you never heard of her anyway. This woman clearly had used this line many times before. The question was rehearsed. They knew they were going to do it. People laughed in the audience, so they knew it was coming, you know, the whole thing. But it's a joke that wasn't really a joke. At the expense of a 13-year-old boy. I don't care what you do, but whatever you do for a living, your child should not be ridiculed because of you. That's just wrong.
Isn't it bullying? If some kid Barron's age said that, it would be bullying, right?
Here's the thing on liberals. You got to understand this. They do the things they're accusing us of. You know? They do. I talked to a gentleman earlier here, and I really appreciated the conversation. But I don't know how we got on the subject, but talking about President Trump and something, he said, I don't like him. I don't like him. He said he's all about himself, and we probably chatted for a minute and a half, and towards the end of it, he said, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I just came here for a holiday open house. I said, well, me either. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you revved up. But he was visibly shaken. He hates the president so much it's unbelievable. Now, you know what? I was glad to talk to somebody because I found the one in North Dakota that does. I mean, at least I know there's one.
On this side of the valley.
Yeah. I know there's one Kevin thing. Can we turn Kevin on?
Kevin.
There. Kevin's feeding us back to us. Kevin, we love you, but we can't hear us after
is that,
us.
Is that how we sound on the radio?
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, folks. Listening to your radios, we were suddenly hearing our own echo here, so that was kind of...
Anyway, listen to this. Listen to what I'm talking about from this egghead. I'm sorry, professor.
Hopefully I've got the right one.
Expert
here. So kings could do no wrong because the king's word was law. And contrary to what President Trump has said, Article 2 does not give him the power to do anything he wants. And I'll just give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Baron, he can't make him a baron.
You are a disgusting, really? Disgusting. Did that need to be in there? Folks, if you want to know the people that are trying to destroy the president, the people that are trying to take back power, and how they think, that defines the swamp. That defines the swamp. And I have a prediction, Todd. I have a prediction. I'm going to play a couple other clips before the show is done of other moments that have lived on beyond the hearing. In other words, whatever they were debating, McCarthy hearings or Watergate or whatever, the things were said that lived on because of how people conducted themselves, okay?
Okay.
And nobody remembers what happened in the hearings. And that's the gift she just gave us right there.
Well, yeah.
Now, I'm sad that it came at the expense of the president. And one of the reasons I'm sad is, you know, Senator Kevin Cramer, friend of this program, on once a week for an hour, taking questions, was at the White House, was visiting with the president, and the topic was, should we even have a hearing in the Senate? Should we even dignify this with a process in the Senate, or should we just say, when it's done, we're over, you know? And the president said, well, I don't want to have the hearing in the Senate. I'd rather not have the hearing in the Senate, which sounds very different than Donald Trump.
So yeah, no kidding.
So he was pressed on why, and his answer was, like a dad or a husband would, it is too hard on Melania and Barron. That's what the president of the United States said. It's too hard on my wife and my son. And this is why. See? This is why what this woman is doing. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time. We'll talk to Kelly Armstrong later and get you what you need to know about the legal ins and outs and timelines. And they're talking about doing this at Christmas. So whatever. It's a joke. It's you know, you can find 3 million people within 150 miles of Washington, D.C. that think like these three. It doesn't matter. It's their opinion. Article 2, in my mind, Article 2 says, look, the president has the ability to do whatever he wants. In other words, if the president wants to get on the phone with a foreign leader and say, you know what, I don't like giving you money when I don't know if you're corrupt or not, so let's get to the bottom of this. He can do that. Now, they stretch it to say, well, you just did that because of Joe Biden. It's going to help your campaign. Whoa. It was the day after. And Kelly Armstrong brought this up, I think. I think Kelly brought this up. Somebody else did. I forget who. But this hearing... this phone call with the president and Zelensky happened the day after Robert Mueller said, I've got nothing. Flamed out in the congressional hearing. Remember when he was doing the... Yeah. So put yourself in the president's context. Okay, they didn't investigate it. Nobody's found out what the deal is. Is her server over there? Is whatever? A president can do that. A president can do that. He can use his office. I mean, when the president flies on Air Force One to Minneapolis, Minnesota, he doesn't need to be there as president. He went there to do a rally, and he's president, takes Air Force One because he's always president.
Yeah, he's supposed to. What's he supposed to do, drive a Yugo?
That's the trappings of the office. Do you know what I mean? That's the trappings of the office. That comes with the turf. So that's what I think people need to know. Crystal Lopez is with us today. She's with me often on the program, but for Crystal, I'd be... in a fetal position somewhere, but she keeps me on the rails. But Crystal,
yeah, we see you half the time. You are in the fetal position,
right?
Anyway, but.
Crystal, could you hand me that little blue package you have right there? Thank you. The governor's doing it. Thank you, governor. Didn't mean to put the governor to work, but
yeah, I was going
to
say
this is Todd's Christmas present. It is a set of sheets from My Pillow. Okay, so I've been promising that for I don't know how many months, but I finally pulled it off. So Todd's Christmas present is in hand. And the good news is, if you'd like a MyPillow, if you'd like MyPillow towels, or if you'd like your own set of Giza Dream Sheets from our buddy Mike Lindell, Crystal will escort you into the studio, and you can say hello.
I like the lake blue because I never make it to the lake, so now every night I can sleep by the lake.
And you're a king, I see, too.
Right there on the lake. He is. I think that woman was talking about you in that hearing yesterday. You're the Baron.
Sure.
Yeah, you're trying to make yourself a king.
I'm the Baron of bad news.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Crystal, have you got anybody out there now, or are they all having coffee? Okay. What kind of coffee are they having, Todd? Tell people what you're...
Mighty Missouri Coffee.
Right. And what are your treats out there?
How about that? We've got some cash-wise treats. We've got some commemorative cups if you're one of the first 100 through, and we opened up a little over an hour ago, and... some folks have decided, I don't want to hold a cup while I'm going through, so you may actually be person 103 and still get one. So
How about that?
But I see we turned it into the MyPillow studio here.
Yeah, we have. We got a lot of MyPillows here, so we're going to have some fun. So just gaze in the window when you come in at 3500 East Rosser. The holiday open house goes till 10. The governor's here now. You can come shake the governor's hand on his way out the door. And Lieutenant Governor Sanford after him, and we're going to have a nice little chat with him coming up in just a minute. So we have a lot going on today. But I want you also to know that our friends at B-Mobile are ready for Christmas. You know that, Todd?
Yeah, I was just there.
I was there on Black Friday. Unbelievable. And you can gift the peace of mind this holiday season. Parents, I want you to listen to this, because B-Mobile has the safest devices from your favorite brands. So, for instance, you can keep your kids safe with this Gizmo Watch. And what that does is keep your kids connected, or you let the teens take the car for a spin, and with the Hum device, it reports their activity right back to you. You know where they're at. So these deals and many more are available. Are you ready? All weekend long at B-Mobile. That's right. They're on it. B-Mobile.com. They're also at many locations throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, parts of Montana, and more. So we thank them as a fine sponsor of What's on Your Mind. We'll be live tomorrow from Alexandria, Minnesota, for the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. If you don't yet have tickets for a tour that goes through the 22nd in Bismarck, go to Medora.com and get those. Next week, Washington, D.C., with 60 of my best friends that are fine listeners to What's on Your Mind. We'll be there Tuesday through Saturday next weekend, going to have an awesome time. So I'll be doing a few reports, but otherwise you'll be in the most able hands of our fine guest host here on the program. More with the governor coming up next.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit newleafhospitality.com. newleafhospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck. crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be
thanking the most important question for Governor Doug Burgum is, have you eaten a pork rind before?
Of course.
Have you? Okay, good, good. I don't know that I have. They look just too nasty.
He doesn't want to lose Daryl Lee's vote something like that by not eating pork.
That's true, but I was thinking there's more beef guys than there are pork guys. And, you know. Anyway, nice to see you. How are you?
Great to see you, Scott.
Merry Christmas to you and Catherine and the whole team.
Likewise, we're in the spirit. We got the tree lighting ceremony tonight at the Capitol and kicking off the holiday season.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's going to be fun.
Theme tonight, Building Bridges of Hope, and built on her theme about eliminating the shame and stigma of the disease of addiction. And we're going to have a number of people there that are in recovery, a number of families that are hoping to be back together this holiday with the miracle of recovery. And it's going to be a great ceremony tonight.
Your wife is doing life-changing work. You know, I mean, every First Lady gets an opportunity to pick something, obviously, and take something on, but you think of the ripple effect of this ever, what this could be?
No, it is amazing. I mean, it's in the level both at the state and the national level. I mean, tomorrow she's got a meeting, telephone meeting with the national drug czar, Jim Carroll, and the head of the CDC, Center for Disease Control, because the CDC national organization on their website has no information about the shame and stigma of the disease of addiction. They have it for lots of other diseases, but not for addiction. If that gets changed, it'll be because the First Lady of North Dakota was pushing on that issue.
That's so great, and it's just everywhere. You know, I was talking with a fellow that is coming in to Fargo tonight and going to spend some days in schools and do a talk tonight on suicide with mainly a focus on kids.
Yep.
And sort of, and his deal is, look, we're all a mess. Everybody's got something. So if you just open up enough to say everybody's a mess, then we're beyond that. Let's, you know, kind of, again, getting away from the stigma. And by the way, this guy has, I forget how many zillion views on YouTube, but he is the most of any. He is the foremost expert on suicide amongst teens. And all he does is say, this is what to watch for.
Right.
You know, just so it's not, you know, it's not any revolutionary, you know, ridiculous thick textbook that we're talking about here, is it? We're just talking about common sense, and people don't talk about it.
Right.
They don't talk about it. It's kind of a North Dakota, Minnesota stoic, you know, Norwegian thing, I guess.
No, and I think, you know, we had a great speaker at Recovery Reinvented. Gary Mandel founded a national organization, Shatterproof, after he lost his son who had completed suicide. And he told the story about in their school growing up, they had a Mikey, the kid down the street that had cancer, and the whole community rallied around him. The community had, you know, bake sales. They raised money. They did all the stuff. And then when he passed, you know, the whole school got together. They had a ceremony. And when his son died of a disease, you know, which was related to addiction and depression and led to suicide, there was no, you know, there's no ceremony. You know, he died alone, died in the shadows, you know, not surrounded by love. I mean, it's so misunderstood. Mental health is health. Same thing. I mean, so a mental health disease that takes your life is the same as cancer, and we have to support people the same way.
I used this line on Facebook this morning. I said, if somebody said, go to a meeting for 90 minutes, hear an expert, and you'd help prevent your son or daughter from having cancer, would you do it? The place would be jammed. We'd need the Fargo,
right?
We'd need the Bismarck Event Center. And yet, you know, now suicide, now if I go, they're going to think I'm, you know, and we should not do that.
And what keeps people away is the shame and the stigma of the disease. So you eliminate the shame and stigma of mental health, behavioral health, disease of addiction.
Health is health, as you're saying.
People will seek help, and a vast majority of the people that are suffering from those diseases, even if they know they are, they won't go get help themselves. If you had diabetes or breast cancer or a broken leg, you'd go get help. And if you didn't get help, everyone thinks you're crazy. But we're twisted on this, where if people hide the disease that is chronic, progressive, and ultimately fatal, which these diseases are, and hide it, we think that's normal. And we have to break that shame and stigma.
West Fargo Public Schools, by the way, is doing this hearing, this meeting tonight, rather, with this expert Jeff Yeldon, 7 o'clock, Dakota Medical Foundation Building on. I can't remember. You'll find it. Google it.
It's on 42nd in South Fargo, isn't it?
It is, but I was going to give the address, and it's 4141 something. I don't know what the side street is, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's talk about the ag situation right now a little bit. I have a sense that really nothing else matters, almost. You know what I mean? I mean, you always have different crises and things that need to be done, but right now I don't know if, you know, sort of helping our neighbors get through a storm is anything other than our top priority right now. Would you agree?
It is, and this is so much more than that. I mean, this is really unprecedented in the history of the state. I mean, we take a look back now, got the benefit of looking in the rearview mirror, but August, September, October, those 3 months, wettest 3 months, fall months in the 125 years they've been keeping records in North Dakota. So clearly unprecedented amount of fall flooding, unprecedented. As we say, North Dakota, we get flooding, we get snowstorms. If we have it in the spring, you know, everybody in the ag community, their inputs are still in the shed. Their machinery is all protected. You know, when this comes during harvest time, then we're facing where we are now, which is normally 95% of the corn in the state of North Dakota would be in the bin right now, and we're at 36%. So we have two thirds of the corn crop still out in the field right now, and
I understand you're a corn guy growing up in Arthur, so you would probably know this better than me. But I'm dangerous enough with a little bit of information from some farmers that the strain of corn today can take a winter a lot better than previous
generations. But so, if you think about this from the ground up, if you think about the things that were below ground, potato harvest, we might have lost half of that.
Yeah.
Sugar beets, a third of that's not coming in, maybe 40% not coming in. then you get up, you know, some of the dry edible beans, you know, weren't recovered, the wheat. Some of the soybeans people got off, some of them they didn't. You know, the corn is the tallest, the strongest, we're going to get more of that. But, you know, sunflower is another one. Talking to, the folks in the confectionery sunflower business, there's not any confectionery grade sunflowers available in North Dakota. You know, and we've got manufacturers here like, you know, Giant and others that sell nationally that get source product from here. So the downstream effects, you know, the workers at Crystal Sugar, the people that work at the potato plants at Cavendish and Simplot up in Grand Forks, the people that are selling inputs, and then all of this fall moisture that we've got right now. I mean, we had billions of dollars of crop out when all this happened this fall. So a huge financial crisis for us in ag country. But then when you think about next spring, you know, one of the highest predictors of spring flooding is fall moisture. It's not the amount of snow we get in the winter, and we have got completely saturated soils. We've got reservoirs that are full.
You're depressing me now. Come on, it's Christmas time. We can't even think that. We've got to go one day at a time.
It is, but we take this stuff seriously. So we had this week the earliest ever whole of government approach. We got all the agencies, you know, from Human Services, Emergency Service, U.S. Weather Service, National Guard, you know, dozen agencies or more that all have touch points related to managing and helping out in spring flooding, have already started their meetings to get in a rhythm to understand and start making assessments of getting ready for next spring, because we hope that we don't have spring flooding, and maybe we'll have the perfectly dry winter and the perfectly slow melt in the spring. I mean, maybe we'll get out of it, but if not, then we want to make sure we're ready.
30 seconds. I'm curious. You've told me before the Trump administration was unlike any you'd ever seen in a way of saying, what can we do to help? How do you think Trump's doing, and is the impeachment thing derailing that mojo?
Well, maybe we talk about it when we come back after the buzzer, but I'd say the Trump administration, U.S. Secretary, signing the U.S. Secretarial Ag Declaration in record time. Northey was here in Argusville, Deputy Secretary. You were there when he presented that to make that announcement. And now we're working on the U.S. presidential declaration. And there's enough damages in our state. You know, they've granted us the leave time to put that in, and I'm sure we're going to get that through.
No governor has ever said we could talk about that after the break, just so you know. But I'm not going to let that go. So we'll finish on the break.
All right.
About that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll continue with Governor Doug Burgum, then Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Julie Lipfrig, and Doug Gorin all coming up. They've stopped by at our open house. Hope you do, too. 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck today. Congressman Armstrong next hour, too. More coming up.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The impeachment inquiry hitting a new level yesterday as four law professors testified before the House Judiciary panel, providing constitutional context for the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Just a short time ago, while visiting Portugal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about his alleged involvement in that July phone call.
I'll answer only this. It's just all wrong.
A shooting at the U.S. Naval Shipyard in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, has left three people dead, including the gunman. The shooter was a sailor who opened fire yesterday on three Defense Department workers before shooting himself, a third victim in stable condition. Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullback of U.S. forces in northeastern Syria is now complete. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and it's fun to have a holiday open house and just, you know, kind of throw the rule book out the window and have a little fun. We're on a listener streaming through the studio today. We love it. We have MyPillow products here, and we've told somebody, you know, Phil Parker does his famous kids speak on the morning show on K-Fire, and he goes to talk to kids. I love it.
It's like, call it adult speak?
It's like Art Linkletter. Don't laugh if you don't know what I'm talking about. Art Linkletter, Kids Say the Darndest Things, because that was one of my favorite all-time shows. I can see it in black and white. That's how old I am, Todd. But we'll do the same thing.
I realize I'm older than you are.
Since there's no kids here, I'm thinking we'll just have some adults. You know.
There you go.
Our listeners say the darndest things. There you go. There you go. Now I came up with a name. We can continue.
There you go.
Okay, that'll be coming up. So we'll see if they want some MyPillow Dream Sheets. Mike Lindell heard about the open house today. I'm sending out three boxes, and you have some fun with them. So Giza Sheets, MyPillow Towels. This guy is a marvelous sponsor of ours. We appreciate it. Going on 6-7 years. Pretty incredible. So Governor Doug Burgum is here. And then in a moment, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is going to join us. Stop by our holiday open house. We appreciate that very much. So, Governor, I'm going to let you finish on that point about Trump. But, you know, one of the things that gave me comfort about this president, well, you know, going back when Ben Carson dropped out of the race, I loved Ben Carson. I just thought he was the most amazing human being. I really did. And loved his career, loved everything he did. I don't know that he was ever presidential timber, because it's just kind of, you got to be a little more rah-rah, you know. But I said to him, I said, you know, because he's a very faith, you know, filled individual. And Ben is very strong with his faith. I said, you know, where's Trump at? I mean, I don't know. I see a lot of evangelical leaders around him. I love it, but I don't know, you know. And he said, I would not be here if I didn't think the president was on a walk. And he said, you know, he's a baby Christian, he called it, you know, like new. And those baby Christians, every day people decide, you know what, I'm going to do something different. That isn't anything different. I had a guy today tell me, well, what about that deal where he was paying off this? I'm like, have you ever done something stupid and then later said that was dumb and now I'm not going to do it better, right? So that was one. Two was you telling me how efficient he ran a meeting, how far he got down into the details, how much time he took for the governor of North Dakota and the team you brought with. You know, and I just wonder, you know, this impeachment thing has got to be hard on that entire family, the whole apparatus and everything else. Does it disrupt that? Do you see it at all, you know, moving things off the dime?
Well, I think what's incredible is the focus. I mean, attacked every day, nonstop, relentlessly on these political attacks, and then you still, get up on Thanksgiving Day and fly to Afghanistan and conduct peace talks and meet with the troops. I mean, the energy and the stamina of our president is really remarkable. But I think, when you're asking about the impeachment process, I think, any of us, when we make a choice on how we spend our time, if you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. I mean, that's just a trade-off because time's a limited thing. You know, if Nancy Pelosi and the Congress wants to spend this entire fall of 2019 chasing a, political agenda, because there's nothing other than politics involved in this thing. And meanwhile, we've got USMCA, sitting there having been passed by Mexico and by Canada, the most progressive trade agreement and most positive trade agreement. Even the New York Times, in an article the other day, said this is a dilemma for the country because we've got the best trade agreement ever and they're not bringing it to Florida to the vote. And this is $5 billion of trade going on. It's, North Dakota's biggest trading partner is Canada. We earlier this year, every Republican governor in the United States signed a letter saying, let's get this thing passed because it was, it's the thing that helps ag, it helps small business, it helps entrepreneurs, it helps energy, it helps technology, it helps everything. And this is a no-brainer. And there'd be only one reason why a Congress would choose to not pass a trade legislation negotiated with our two neighboring countries.
They hate the president. Politics.
That's the only reason. Yep. Because there isn't one other.
You're sticking it to farmers, so you can stick it to Trump another way.
Yeah.
There's no.
And so when they're saying yes to let's focus on impeachment, they're basically saying no to the American people, and they're saying no to let's have stronger trade with our neighbors at a time when we're competing with some other very strong trade partners around the world. This is a time when the U.S. needs to be strong. So they're actually, looking out for their political agenda and hurting the country.
Governor, thanks for the time. Appreciate your leadership.
Yes, and I'm excited about your next guest, Lieutenant Governor in the country, coming on right now.
Yeah, good pick. That was a good pick, I'm telling you. Watford City, loss is the state's gain right there. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Governor Doug Burgum, thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. Brent, we're going to have you slide over, if you would, to Doug's spot here, and then we'll have the mic all ready to go. By the way, we hope you stop by. You got time to stop by and see us, the open house, right here at 3500 East Rosser, the holiday open house, and thanks to the governor and others, now the lieutenant governor, for coming by. So, hello, Brent, and welcome to the holiday open house for What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for inviting us. What a place you have here. As many times as you've interviewed me, I've never been here in person. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. We've
got a lot of space, a lot of folks here visiting.
Yeah.
Great open house, singing, cookies.
Radio is such a personal medium. I always say it's the first social media, really.
Yeah.
Because it was interactive before there were computers and, you could, and you call up, you can, whatever. But, you really feel like you know the listeners, even if you've never met them, you whatever, just because they're calling in or weighing in. So, yeah, it's fun to see our listeners and fun to have our regular guests stop on by to say hi because they all like seeing you as well.
That's right.
So, I want to talk a little bit about, I mentioned Watford City, but, which is still a pretty amazing place, even though you've moved on. But one of the reasons it's still an amazing place is because of the leaders that were left behind. And you've always been passionate about leadership. I remember this when you were the mayor of Watford City. You were thinking, who's next? Gene Peters said, who's next?
Yep.
Right? Gene Peters said, who is going to be the next leader? Brent, you got to do it. You got a car dealership to run, but you got to do it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, voila, the boom happens. Just, in general, let's start there. Why do you think that's so important, and do you think we focus on it enough, of who the next generation of leaders are going to be?
Well, we just figured out, without succession, what are you going to have? What are you leaving to the next generation? Who's going to pick up the ball and run? And, for instance, the Watford City Council has the majority of the members are in their 30s. We've got male, female, people in their 30s serving, people actually starting in their late 20s on City Council and leading the way and doing a great job. We have one of our good young leaders is Joel Brown. He was listed on the 40 under 40 list for this year, which is, it's always fun to see that list come out.
Yeah, that's
fun to see someone from Watford City on there.
Prairie Business Magazine does that, right?
Yes.
And you can see the magazines around. They're, you can get them in different places, but that's a distinguished list.
Yeah.
Do you think we're doing better than most in that 40 under 40 category?
As far as our state?
Yeah, do you think per capita we have more leaders than others?
I think we're doing a great job with that. I really do. I mean, it's something where what I felt in West North Dakota was it's something where people say, here, grab the ball, run, take this opportunity, take this challenge. We don't have enough We don't have enough leaders, and so you're looking for more leadership. We'd like to see more of that in the legislature, more of that in elected positions, you know, try to broaden out the leadership as well, and something the governor and I are focused on.
You know, Ron Ness has talked about that as well, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, because, you know, they interact all the time with elected leaders all over. And if people that, you know, understand the challenges and want to find solutions start fading away, then who replaces that? And then you always got to worry about an element coming in that really has, you know, sort of ulterior motives, if you will. So it's important.
You can't just close the door. You don't know what's going to happen next. So it's succession planning is very important, and not only business, but also in politics and leadership.
I should mention two other names I remember seeing on the 40 Under 40. One was James Lehman. And James Lehman might not be known to many folks, but he works at the Department of Commerce. And I think he is one of the rising stars of state government. I've seen him in meetings where he talks to people. In one case, of a disabled veteran friend of mine who was looking to move his business to North Dakota. And I'm telling you, I've never seen anybody command a meeting and taking 20 minutes. Here's what you need to know. Now go get it, and it's up to you, right? But very helpful. And I mean, that's the attitude. You agree? Those guys are really doing
very
good.
Proactive, very wise. James is a veteran himself. He's from New Jersey, and he's just been in really well. He's someone that we were looking at when we were hiring for a trade office position. All of a sudden, we said, you know what? This guy needs to be in commerce. And he's really got a good mind for that, for being in commerce, for looking at potential opportunities, for looking at how technology interplays with ag and energy and how state government works. He's really got a good mind for this. He's been a good asset. He's helping us with the UAS, with another name on the list. Nick Flom from our UAS test site.
I was going to say that name, too.
Rockstar.
I see him there, and previously there was a whatever three-star general in that job, and now he's taken that on as a young guy and is just top-notch.
They send me texts from over in London, and they're rounding up business over in London for North Dakota for the UAS test site for the soon-to-be-put-in-place UAS network that the governor suggested in our budget. Legislature passed, first of its kind. We have a first of its kind drone business park in Grand Forks at Grand Sky. Now we'll have the first of its kind statewide UAS network. You had Tommy Kenville on here. He can't wait to use it, provide services out west. This is a statewide opportunity.
And I think some people in the audience would be hearing this and saying, well, that sounds like corporate welfare to me. Why do you got to go to London and tell somebody about a program to bring their drone company here? And I really encourage people to understand, number one, California, for instance, they do not have to fight to get a Northrop Grumman to expand or a Harris or any of these companies that are like household names in global aerospace, right?
Right.
And so that's what we're competing against. Not to mention, Brent Sanford, a very conservative individual, as I've known through your entire time in government, Doug Burgum, others on the Industrial Commission and Legislature, they don't just say, let's do this. This is voted on by the representatives of us. They put these programs in place, right?
They see it's a good return on investment.
Yeah.
So far, the infrastructure money at Grand Sky has had a 10x return. I mean, how do you measure what that impact is of having Northrop Grumman General Atomics here in our state? And no, they don't know that we're open for business if we don't tell them. So it's very important that we do a basic amount of promotion for these type of activities.
Yeah, just a quick sidebar on that. I have some friends in Grand Forks that work very hard at that Grand Sky project and that whole ecosystem. I lived there for 18 years. I was told a story recently about a company that was just about on the dotted line and going to come in and employ jobs and ended up not doing it. They were spooked by the criminalization of the audits. So these things have consequences. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to get into that today. But these things have consequences, and you have to think about how that happens. You're today taking your family, I understand, to the nativity scene unveiling at the state capitol. The governor told us about the Christmas tree unveiling.
Yep.
And then off to
a big afternoon.
Then Nick's got a basketball game. You got a jet to the...
No, he's got a band. He's got his band
playing,
concert.
Yeah, he's playing.
First band concert at Simley. So, I mean, it's something where... Big day.
We should tell people, though, you know, I've only been to, I don't know, a handful of ceremonies over the years in the, state capitol. What do they call it? Rotunda, I guess, right?
In the Memorial Hall?
Memorial Hall, yeah. And they're like stand the hair on the back of your neck up kind of moments.
Yep.
And especially Christmas, everything lit up and the music and, you know, everything. Now a nativity scene, one of only 26 states in the country that have these, first time ever here.
Right.
I mean, that's what Christmas is about.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
And I've been to a lot of events in there. I mean, we've had menorah lighting in there. I mean, it's something where when people question this, yes, First Amendment protects this type of activity, obviously. This is something where, you know, it's time. It's going to be a great event. I'm excited to go to it. And then we have our event right afterwards, lighting the Christmas tree with the building bridges for those in recovery. I mean, it's going to be a very inspirational event.
And Sandy's doing another one this week, isn't she? Or is that same one?
This weekend, as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Brent's wife. Thank you.
Thank you.
For what you do. Appreciate the public service. I know it comes at a great cost for all of you. As Doug said, you say yes. That means no to something else.
That's right.
And you guys are doing that and benefiting the taxpayers of North Dakota a lot. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Scott. Thank you.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, our guest on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk to the listeners next. Give us
my pillows. Attention, mineral owners. You have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 950 acres of exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land in Rolette County, North Dakota, 200 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail County, North Dakota, and an exceptional land lease auction in Logan County, North Dakota, featuring crop and pasture land. For more information on these auctions and many more, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden. Grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. You're going to hang on to it. You want to make sure you're in good shape. You want to make sure that that ride is going to last you for Christmases to come. Stop by at SchwanBuickGMC.com and
I think, right about now. When's the MyPillow heated car seat coming out, Scott? That's probably the next thing we need.
You know what we need to do? We need to go down to MyPillow's world headquarters in the Twin Cities, your hometown. And
going down there in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we got to do the show from there. And then you can give them the idea and ask for a percentage of however. It'd be like a Shark Tank kind of deal. You tell them what you need to do.
What are you doing Monday the 23rd? Because I'll be there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Christmas might be a tough time, but we'll make it happen. Crystal will make it happen. Find Crystal if you want some MyPillow products, okay? And your choice, MyPillow, a pillow.
Have you ever signed this many books at one time in the last 5 years?
Well, the fact that I just completed a sentence and signed something is like miraculous, just so you know. But it's for Dale, my favorite bus driver. So I'll do anything for Dale. He's taking care of our kids, our precious cargo.
Yeah.
You know?
The future of tomorrow.
They're angels, those bus drivers.
Hopefully not being taught by a Stanford law professor.
Okay, Crystal, who's going to chat with us here now? Oh, this is Dale. Okay, Dale. I thought I was signing a book for Dale, too. Well, I did. Dale's got the book now. Dale, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, nice to see you. Where are you from?
Bismarck.
And how long you been here?
I've lived in Bismarck all my life, almost.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Yeah.
Christmas, I guess.
Good. When it gets to this time of year, do you try to really have Christmas be the focus and everything else just crowded out?
Yeah, because once school's out, then I get to go to Arizona for 3 months.
Oh, my gosh. This guy's living the dream. And are the kids a little squirrely about this time when they're wanting to get out for the holidays?
Kids are good.
Are they?
They're great, yeah.
Do you worry about the kids that are behind you today in a different way than you would have 10, 20 years ago?
Well, I'm sure I do, yeah, because life is so much different than when I was their age.
Much more complicated, isn't it? And it's all social media. That's what's radically different. I mean, I teach seventh graders, religious ed. I was there last night. Every one of them had a smartphone.
Every one of them.
Seventh grade.
And they are on them all the time.
Yeah, no, they don't in religious ed. They're good about that.
How old did you get your first smartphone?
Well, I don't know. I'm dumb, 41. So I don't know if I can have a smartphone, but yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. We had crank phones on the wall yet when
Did you really? I know that I'd go to the Stokes' in Taunton, Minnesota, and it was a big red phone, and I had to listen if it rang two times, three times, or four times because the neighbors were on the same line.
Party line.
Yeah, so yeah. I just pick up and listen to the gossip from next door. Yeah.
The ones that have them old phones.
The original social media.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
That was our first phone.
I had a cousin that would pick up the phone. When it was for somebody else and make obscene noises.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So then the person was like, what are you doing? I didn't do anything. I'm serious, I didn't do anything. You know, but that happened.
We had to call Central before we had to go.
Now they call it a show and do that to him.
Call
so
Central.
Payback, you know.
Dennis Stokes is his name. He works for NSP, now XL Energy. Still NSP to me. Anyway, it was delightful to meet you, Dale. Would you like a set of MyPillow sheets?
Would you like?
Well, you didn't even let me get through the list. You're just that hot to trot over the sheets,
huh?
Knows,
well, I have the pillow and the bed and the mattress already.
Do you?
Level.
We have a body pillow, too, don't we, Crystal? Okay. But you want the sheets?
Yeah, I'd like to try them.
Trust me on this one thing. They're amazing. They are absolutely amazing. Oh, my gosh.
The pillow is great.
So yeah, it's good. The sheets, I love this. You just feel like, oh, man. It'll be, I don't know. It's just different. I can't explain it, but I call it smooth. It's just smooth. You'll be able to tell us now, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Todd has a lake blue.
Lake
set.
Blue. So when I don't make it to the lake, which is every day, then I'm sleeping.
I love that color. Thanks for stopping to see us, Dale. Appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Crystal, you get him some sheets, whatever color he'd like. And who's next? Who else wants to tell us what's on their mind? Anybody else? Come on.
A lot of observers, I guess.
Where was Ron out there? Ron wanted to say something, didn't he? Ron never hesitates to say anything. Ron, come on. Come on. Did he leave? Okay. All right. You got to do it. We talked to this guy. Dude, he's got one of those great tumblers. You should see these tumblers
that
Todd's handing out. They're very, very nice. What's your name, sir?
Dwayne.
And where are you from?
Bismarck.
You're from Bismarck, too?
Yes.
What do you like best about Bismarck?
Oh, I've grown up here, and I enjoy the four seasons.
There you go. No kidding. Great part of North Dakota. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just stopped by. I heard you had an open house, so I thought I'd stop by. Oh, yeah. Hoping to get some Frankie Valli tribute tickets, but they're out.
Todd, pull some out of your bottom
Parker
drawer.
That's a Phil Parker thing. He gets those. I don't even get those.
Tell Phil. We'll get him some pillows if he gets you some Frankie Valli. You know, a little quid pro quo.
I bet there's one pair left someplace.
We'll just a little quid pro quo. You know, and he doesn't have to investigate anybody. He just has to give you a couple of tickets, and then it'll be good.
Yeah, nice. I think he's out. I saw him at the door. And
he gets here at like 2 in the morning. The guy's crazy.
Yeah.
He works. Good to see you.
Thank you. And I stopped to see if I could get the book autographed.
Oh, the book, of course. Great. What would you like, MyPillow, sheets, or the towels, the brand new towel set from MyPillow?
Let's go with the towels.
Oh, the towels are good.
Oh, they're great.
It's good
they're
move. Great. Good move. Because they are. You know what they do?
No.
They actually absorb moisture. I know it's hard to believe, but you know, they tell?
Remember when towels used to do that?
Oh, right.
I mean,
because now they're all foofy and oily and, you know, lotiony and, you know, kind of, they look nice, but they don't
feel slimy after you use one of those new towels. You got to get a MyPillow towel.
Target doesn't have a clue about towels. Mike Lindell did them right. I believe that because I have some, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong, okay?
I will.
We'll give you a set. I have some colors. They're not royal purple because that's now the Todd Mitchell edition, and we have to have $100 for the trademark and the whole thing, but they're a nice color.
I got to stitch my name into them and stuff.
All right.
Todd Mitchell was
Kelly here. Armstrong, member of Congress fighting for us in North Dakota, and that hearing yesterday will be joining us.
It's not often you can make a purchase that makes every day better, but that's what hot tubs do from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I know this because we have one in the Henlon family. And we absolutely love it, especially this time of year. Actually, the colder it gets outside, the better it is inside, because you're better above the water, below the water. Oh, my gosh, there's nothing like it. And right now, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has an incredible sale. Every day made better, and now more affordable than ever, too, because they have a pre-owned blowout sale going on right now, when you'll save up to 70% off the price of a new one. That's right, up to 50 to choose from. Certified pre-owned models, they've been all checked out, and they come with a warranty, too. Call 701-238-5892 to find the perfect one for you right now. Call Ben, 701-238-5892. Stop at their pre-owned showroom at 601 Main Avenue West in West Fargo, or go to HotSpringsSpasAndPoolTables2.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.